Hey everyone, this is Alyssa Amoroso, and you may know me as Publicity on Instagram, but now I'm putting my phone down to chat with everyone from reality stars to fashion influencers to leading industry execs. We're going to be dishing on the things you don't see on social media, so turn your volume up because things are about to get juicy. This is the Publicity Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Publicity Podcast. I am your host, Alyssa Amoroso, and I am so excited to be back with another episode. Sorry this one's going up late, but that's just how the cookie crumbles this week. I'm actually having a not-so-great week from a personal standpoint. Whoa, as I just said, I wasn't having a good week. You probably just heard something fall, so yeah, that's where things are standing right now, being very clumsy these days. But yeah, I'm not having a great week. Again, it is from a personal standpoint that is involving other people, so I'm not going to open up on it. Maybe next week, but I'm an open book when it comes to myself. But when it comes to something in my life that's involving other people, I just try to be mindful of the fact that I signed up for this, but they didn't. And sometimes what other people in my life are going through just affects my mood and my well-being. So that's kind of just what's happening. Again, sorry to be super cryptic, but I'm not really going to say much as of now. Maybe next week I'll open up a little bit more. But again, we'll just see how things pan out. So yeah, I'm not doing a personal update this week. But if you guys are new here, thank you so much for joining. This is a really good interview with Holly Allen from Big Brother. She was the runner-up. I think she gets underestimated a lot because she was really judged for her relationship a lot on the show, when in actuality, she's extremely bright. She is very mentally strong, really impressive. And we obviously talk about her time on Big Brother, her time in quarantine, her time coming out of the house, and what you're all probably tuning in for, her relationship with Jackson. This is the first I've heard of her kind of talk about it, and I think that it's an interesting listen, and you will learn a lot, and she says a lot without saying a lot, if that makes sense. So I hope that you guys enjoy, and if you like reality TV, please do hit that subscribe button, because I interview reality stars every single week from your favorite MTV, CBS, Bravo, ABC shows. I am spilling all the tea with all of them as often as I can. So thank you guys so much. I will talk to you again next week, and hopefully I could open up a little bit more. If you want to follow along in the meantime, you could just find me on Instagram at Publicity, spelt the same way as the podcast. And here is my interview with Holly Allen. Hey guys, welcome back to the Publicity Podcast. I am sitting down with Holly Allen from Big Brother. Hi, Holly.
Hey.
I'm so excited. We're going back and forth, different time zones. I guess let's just start off. How the hell has your quarantine been? Just from a corona perspective, it's been crazy, right?
Insane. I'm so ready for this to be over. I like keep joking with my friends that I've been quarantined like all of the past year, because between really? Big Brother, it's like Big Brother was, you know, 99 days, 3 months of the year. And then how long has quarantine been now?
Since like the end of March. It's been a really long time.
Insane.
Wow. That's so true. I didn't even think about the fact. Yeah. You guys from Big Brother this past season literally have been in isolation for the entire
year. Yeah. I am really sick of not seeing my friends.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've seen them lately. Finally, I'm like, you know what? I've been super duper quarantined, and my friends that have been good about it too, but it's almost worse now, because on Big Brother, it's like, okay, you can't see anyone and you have something to focus on and you have a goal and a reason to be there. And yeah, it's incredibly hard and it's like total just mind manipulation, but there's not like the temptation here. Yeah, you want to go do stuff. You want to go to the bar. You want to see your friends. And like, it's just all about self-control.
Yeah. Because there it's a game and you know, okay, I signed up for this. This is like my new reality. And now here we're like, we're in our homes, we're in our everyday life, but we can't leave. It's the weirdest thing.
It's very open.
It's so weird because a whole, like, they were supposed to be airing right now with Big Brother, basically. No. And everyone online is freaking out over, just, like, there's so many rumors, you know? Like, everyone is rumored to be on the season, rumored to not be. It's starting. They're it's not hard. Starting. It's they're sequestering people. Like, it's so insane.
It's hilarious.
If you did have the chance and you were asked back, would you go?
100 times, yes. And it's funny because, like, being in it, it was hands down the most torturous thing I've ever done. Definitely. And, like, I've done some pretty crazy things. Like, I spent an entire month backpacking and sea kayaking the wilderness of Alaska, and I got hypothermic twice and, like, rained on for 2 weeks straight. And, like, you would think, you know, but that was a cakewalk in comparison to Big Brother. But even still, I would go back and do it. Especially, I mean, I feel like I have so much left unplayed because I played such an intense game, and it didn't, when I saw the edit, I realized it wasn't portrayed that way at all. And so I think for that reason, it's like, okay, I want to go back and just balls to the walls, just not be so secretive. I was very much undercover and, like, would only talk about what I was doing in the DR, but then none of it made it to air. So
it's, I definitely, because it's like, okay, it's like you played an undercover game, but you made it so far. So it's like you almost can't, it's tough because it's like, yeah, I want to be out there more, but you also played a pretty flawless game being that way too. So I get your frustration though. You're like, no one even knew what my moves that I was planning.
It's just frustrating that, like, America didn't know.
Yes.
And I was never a live feed watcher, so I didn't really think about explaining things to live feeds. Mm-hmm. I think if I went back, I'd be like, okay, guys, like, maybe not do, like, Cliff did and get caught with his...
Oh, that was the best.
Oh, Cliff. But I would at least sometimes kind of talk to the cameras a little bit more, because I really didn't. I was so awkward. Like, I did a couple times, and it was like, I was just... painfully awkward. It was like when I was really losing my mind towards the end, but I didn't.
Yeah. I think I'd be awkward at that too, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, there's cameras everywhere, but still, like, the ones that you see that, like, move and follow you, I'd get so awkward with them. I was like, hi guys.
Like, that's so weird to think about, like, just seeing it move when you're in a room alone.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Super weird.
Yeah. Like, I did see Cliff do that. It's funny because what was my first season? 20. So, like, not,
okay. I'm new. You're a newbie.
Started watching 20. Actually, what season was, like, Polly Cal Fury on? And Jess?
It was 19 or 18?
18. I started watching parts of one of those because when I launched my podcast, I wanted to interview people.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, let me just watch it so I know what it's about. And then I got hooked. And then my first, like, full season was 20. And, like, I didn't do live feeds, but I have this friend who is obsessed. Like, he's tried out for the show twice. Like, he's one of those super fans. Like, he'll just keep going until he gets on it. And he got me really into it because he sent me this, like, Twitter that basically transcribes the live feeds. So, like, they'll write everything everyone's saying. And then I got into that for your season because I was like, ooh, like, let me check and see what everyone's doing.
Yeah. Also, I did not know that existed. I probably should have, like, looked into more of, like, the social media aspect of Big Brother. You know, I was just a fan of the show. I wasn't like a live feed fan, and I didn't, like, follow people on social media. I really didn't get how all that worked, and, like, read it. now I know.
That's what actually makes me scared to ever go on a show, because I'm too aware now from interviewing people and being like in the media. I'm like, oh my God, like, you really almost have to go into it blindly, because the more you know, it's so scary.
Well, it's both though, because, like, or there's, like, somebody like Kat who has never seen the show, doesn't give a shit about the show, but wants followers and relevancy. So she, like, studied up ahead of time and was, like, looking at Reddit and, like, looking at, like, okay, I need a catchphrase. I need this. I need that. I need things to build an audience and followers. And so, like, it's kind of, I guess it depends on, like, what you want out of the experience. She went in with the motive of, I just care about followers. And so she had, like, a marketing plan. Whereas, like, if you want to play the game, then yeah, I think you should really go into it blindly, because you'll overthink. And I sure as shit overthought, because I started to, like, you go into the DR, and you know, you kind of get like directed to say and do certain things. And so I started to put two and two together of like the persona that maybe they were like trying to create for me. And so that's when I was like, this really does worry me. Like, is my authentic self being shown? And then I really got in my head and was really starting to worry. It's like, what are people thinking about me? Cause I don't know. Like whenever I tried to talk about myself, like wasn't really.
I totally hear that because yeah, I have friends who are on a reality TV show and they've told me previously that the way they get asked questions in their like green screen time, like you kind of like film the season and then they go back and do like pickups for how you're going to narrate it. And they've said that they could tell how they're getting edited based on the questions the producers are feeding them and the things they're getting asked about. And then they're like, oh shit.
Oh crap.
I'm the villain or I'm this person. I'm that person. So that's interesting that you say that because you definitely could kind of tell the way conversation's being steered. You're like, okay, they care more about my relationship and not me as like a woman, whatever it may be.
And what you had like left off saying was actually my biggest gripe being on the show because most of what I was asked about was to do with my relationship. And it was like, okay, yes, I got in a relationship on the show, but that's not the reason I came to the show. I could have gone on Love Island or The Bachelor or something. I didn't come to the show for a relationship. Yes, it happened. And like, it was a beautiful thing while it lasted, but that was not my motive for the show. To me, it was just a side effect of the show. Yeah. And even still, because Jackson and I really did like, we worked together, but played very, very separate games. And it just wasn't, I didn't feel like that was maybe getting portrayed. And all of the questions that I was constantly asked were about him. And it was like, damn it, I'm here for myself. And I'm here to show people that you can be a strong, independent woman and play an honest game with integrity. And like, I had so many goals. It was like, I don't know if this is really getting through. Cause all we want to talk about is like relationship and fights and, you know, fights like in my relationship. So
no, it is true. But I think even the fact that as a couple, you still managed to make it that far still goes to show because you were playing, like you did have different alliances in the house that were friends with opposite people and you balanced each other. I think you now, he has a stronger personality based on TV than you do.
A little bit.
Yeah. So like, if anything, you balanced that really well, which like, kind of shows more to your character that you were able to like, quiet him down. Yeah. Reel it in. Like,
and then, reeling.
Yeah. And do your own thing. So I think if anything, people should have given you more props for managing that relationship in the house because you could have been out. They could have split you guys up way sooner. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, they didn't.
And like might've had the opportunity, but I was like, really in a position where I never felt unsafe in the house. Like I really, for the majority of the time, like felt like I was good. Even if Jackson were, like if we were to get targeted, I knew Jackson would go out first. Cause like I was really in good standing with everyone in the house. And I had like a little mole. I had Kat as a mole for the other side of the house. And like,
what do you
like all about Cliff's Angels and like kind of knew where everyone's standing was, aside from like Nick and I were always like kind of after each other, but he's the only person I worried about.
What do you think, like why do you think that was? Because I think a lot of people try to be friends with everyone but then they end up looking like they're backstabbing or like how did you pull that off?
I actually, so my whole point or my whole motive was to have friends and get close with people but not too close. Because the problem is when you get too close, then people can feel betrayed by you. So I wasn't really having like deep life talks. I mean, I was, but not like, I really didn't get super, super deep with people because if you do that with one, you have to do that with 16. And then if you can't please everybody. So there is a really, really fine line. And I think I did a really good, delicate job of walking that fine line of being good, but not too good with everyone. And not over promising. Cause that's the other thing is people will be like, you're my best friend. I'll never, ever, ever turn my back on you. And then guess what? Shit happens. something changes and you have to turn your back on somebody. Yeah. So I never promised anyone anything, but I would also like kind of plant seeds with people. And like Cliff and Nicole were two people that from the get-go, I always wanted to work with, but I didn't fall in an alliance with them. I fell in an alliance with people I fell in an alliance with. And did I really want to be aligned with a lot of those people? Definitely not. But it worked to my favor in the beginning, but I knew it wasn't going to last. I knew the egos of a few of the people, or well, one or two, I guess. Like I knew that alliance was going to self-implode from the get-go.
Totally.
So I knew I needed to plan ahead, and I was hoping that I'd be able to work with Cliff and Nicole. And so I kind of, but I also didn't want to promise that to them. So I would tell them like, I would love to work with you, and I do really respect you, and I do kind of like I see you, you know.
Yeah, so, and you have to be like very mentally strong to do that, because I just know myself. Like I would go in with all these plans. Like I'm not going to get too close with anyone. And then the second I was sitting there with someone, I'd like open up to them and have a heart to heart. And then my whole game plan would go out the window. So how do you remind yourself like day after day, this is a game, this isn't personal?
Yeah. You just like have to keep your guard up. You just do. It's just this weird mentality that you have to get in. And like, I really did. I put walls up, and that like, I didn't talk that much about myself. You just have to, you have to train your brain to not give too much. And I would sometimes, but then even still, like I wouldn't share with people. Like I didn't even tell people that I was Miss Wyoming. Cause you never know, that might rub somebody wrong. And they might think, they might hate pageants. I mean, because it's a weird thing. It's a weird world. So they might judge you for that, or they might say, oh, well, she might be threatening because obviously she's had some cool experiences. Like I didn't tell people that I went to college on an academic scholarship. I didn't tell people that I like funded all of my college because of the scholarship that I maintained. I didn't tell people that I had an extremely high IQ score. I didn't talk about a lot of things that I did actually. A lot of my life experiences I just kind of left out because people would do that. They would word vomit. And I was like, why would you tell me that?
Yeah, I know everything about you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Nick would do that a lot. Like he went in there with the notion that he was going to not even tell us he was a therapist. And like day two, he's like, so I'm a therapist. He's an idiot. But Nick is literally like, Nick and Christy are both like cats. They had nine lives in that game because they would overshare. And Christy's like, yeah, I have a photographic memory. And I was like, why would you tell anyone that?
I think that would be me. I'm just like comfortable oversharing. So I feel like I would accidentally just over time, just like spill about everything. I don't know. I'm curious like how it's kind of like when you're dating a guy and you put that wall up and even if you want it to come down, it can't. So part of me is like, would that wall go up that I'm not even aware of? Because you just get it sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I think it would, especially like, it just depends too. Again, I think this goes back to like what people are there for. Like, are you there for the experience? Are you there to just like have a fun summer and be on TV? Or like, are you there to play a damn game?
That's so true.
I was just in game mode the whole time. It was like, nope, just because my ears were a much better asset than my mouth. Like I listened and I listened and people would kind of almost forget that I was in the room and I would just absorb and I would learn information and I wouldn't give it. And then it was like, I was sitting on this arsenal of info and people still really only knew a fraction about me. Even Jackson, like there were a lot of things I didn't share with him because I didn't want him to see me as too big of a threat. Mm-hmm. Even him, you know, and he was my closest ally, but like, I didn't want to get to the end with him and have him not pick me. To, you know, not take me to final two. And, I mean, it doesn't matter because he beat me anyway, but.
But that's why you made it to final two.
That's also why I lost because I mean, there's a lot of reasons, obviously. He's a hot beast because like, look at him. He's like a freaking jacked, like abnormal 24-year-old kid. And I'm like 8 years older than him and a little female. Like, obviously we are not like the same competitive specimen, but that's, I would say part of the reason I also lost because I like didn't share enough.
Yes. Like, yeah. Know.
Yeah. And Nicole, so at the very end, when there was nothing to lose, it was final three. I talked to Nicole and I told her a lot more about myself. Like, and this was at the very, very end. I don't even know if live feeds were on at that point. And we had some heart to hearts and we talked a lot. And she was like, holy shit, Holly, I had no idea. I underestimated the heck out of you. Wow, you played a really good game and I had no idea. And so that's why ultimately she obviously voted for me. And she said when she voted, like, due to things I've learned this past week, like, I'm voting for this.
That was a smart move, even on your part, to at that point to be like, hey, by the way, this is what I've been doing.
Yeah.
You flipped that vote. That was still one more in your favor that you might have had. You don't know.
It just sucks.
I know.
I've always hated this about Big Brother, that the third person out doesn't get to talk to the jury at all. I hate that. Yeah, and neither does the fourth. Fourth place doesn't get to talk to them either. Like, except for very briefly.
Yeah, because so, you would hope they could tell you, hey, this is what's been going on for the past however many weeks that I've been alone.
Yeah, because that last week is insanely transformative.
Yeah.
Insanely. That was my favorite week in the house. That's
really it's so crazy. So I had a question someone wrote in saying, what was the transition like going from the Big Brother house to the real world? I mean, it's just like a shit storm. Like, I remember seeing all of you in, like, Vegas or something right after.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate Vegas. What a good idea. Who thought that was a good idea? No, that was actually a really, really fun trip. But I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to bullshit you guys. It's really, really hard because being in the house is, I mean, that's hard in itself. It's like psychological warfare, not to be dramatic, but it really is.
Yeah.
And it's just such a different reality. And then you get out of the show and I struggle with anxiety. And so that was hard for me on the show as well. I've like lost a bunch of weight and didn't really sleep. And then coming out of the show, being in that hotel the first night all alone, like had my security guards in the next room over and I didn't sleep a wink because it was just like racing of like, could have done this, should have done this, could have done this. Like the whole like 99 days just rushed back in a whirlwind and like,
And then, like, on top of that, you guys had that finale that was, like, awkward. Like, it was an uncomfortable win, I felt.
Yeah, like, totally.
Like, what? Like, so you're probably also, like, what do all these people who just watched me for 90 days think of me?
Yep.
It's, like, it all probably just boom at once.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's, like, boom, the opinions of people. And you're, like, wow, this is like, it's so much that you were just not expecting. And like, we had no inclination of that. We had no idea. Like, I mean, I knew that, like, obviously anybody, well, I don't know. I didn't witness all of like the awful things that Jack had said. I knew obviously he's like, you know, a little, I don't know.
Politically incorrect.
You know, yeah, a lot of things incorrect. But like all of the racist things I hadn't actually seen him say. I was never in the room when he said those like blatantly racist things. And so I had no idea that that was going on outside in, you know, back in the real world. I hadn't seen him say that. And then like the accusations towards Jackson too, like I had no idea. And it was, and then even still then I get out and like I deal with, you know, criticisms about me for like my age and my looks were just getting destroyed. And it's like, you really just don't know what you're walking out to. It's
so insane.
Wild. And
I don't know how anyone could ever like say anything about your looks. Like it's just, it's like people find anything. It's insane.
People took photos of me, photoshopped them to make me look hideous and then posted them all online being like Holly Allen with no makeup. And it's like, obviously I look different with and without makeup. Duh. Anybody does. But like they took photos and made them even uglier. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you really care. Like people really, really want to drag you. It just.
Wow. I swear that the Big Brother fans are like next level.
Yeah. Like, they just I had no idea.
Go in. Like they will like find your report card from the fifth grade and like put it on blast.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know, the worst thing that got, So because I was Miss USA or Miss, I was not Miss USA, please. Because I was Miss Wyoming at the time, Trump owned the Miss Universe and Miss USA organization.
Yeah.
So I had a photo with him and I had a caption about like, hey, my former boss just won president, whether you love him or hate him. We're all Americans. We're all in this together. If you don't support him. If you don't support his policies, great. Work towards your own. Build a business. Start a charity. Do whatever you want because you can, because you're American. We live in America and you can. Like, that's it. It was a very,
like you weren't saying where you stood.
No.
You
were speaking about that. Definitely not saying where I stood at all. And as soon as the cast was released, that photo got leaked all over. And so people, before they even saw me on their TV, people freaking hated me.
Ugh.
Like, I was just trying to encourage you guys to like unify as a country and work towards whatever opportunity you want for yourself. That's all I was doing.
Like, it's hard when things that aren't problematic get construed to be problematic because it's like, first of all, it takes away from the bigger issues.
Right.
And second of all, it's like, why are you trying to make something out of like nothing? Like, right. This is just not me saying how I feel. It's just me trying to encourage you. Also, like, facts are facts. Like, that was at one point your boss and not the president. Yeah. So it is what it is.
Right.
And like, I just think, I'm just really interested. Like, I don't even want to talk about it that much because I like to keep things light. But
totally. Yes.
I'm interested to see how, like, all of this, like, Black Lives Matter stuff and everything that we're going through as a society will play into this upcoming season of Big Brother. Because,
yeah,
it is coming off your season that had a lot of controversy around racism and even, like, bullying, like, leaving people out, I feel like. And now I feel like for this next season, I'm expecting that they're going to bring in a lot of diverse people from like different ethnicities and backgrounds.
Totally.
And I'm kind of just curious, like there's going to be so many important conversations playing out on the live feeds specifically because we're in the middle of a pandemic. There is the biggest civil rights movement in history going on. Like, I just like, how do you think it's going to impact the game this summer?
I definitely hope it impacts it. I've been actually a little surprised that CBS hasn't like taken more of a stance in supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. I've been a little like, yeah, I was a little surprised that they kind of like didn't do more and like take more of a stand. So I hope that at least in the new season, they do kind of rearrange things in terms of like casting, in terms of editing, in terms of everything. I think this is a really good opportunity to help change the course of how things are going. 100%.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, I had Josh on a few weeks ago and you know, he is the first, I think, Latino winner ever. And he, you know, and like, that's great because it doesn't, you know, it just, you want to see that they're moving forward and progressing in a positive way. Was it hard for you to navigate Jackson getting that type of criticism coming off of the show?
Yeah, it was. I'm not gonna, I won't sugarcoat that. It was rough. I mean, it was rough seeing him go through it. But it was also rough getting drugged through it myself also. It was just really, really unexpected. And yeah, I still get daily messages of people like calling me a racist and saying, how could you stand by a piece of shit racist? And it's like, we're not even together anymore. And I still get criticized for his actions daily. So it's a weird thing.
It's hard when you get criticized for someone else's actions, especially when at that point you only knew him a few months because you just know what you see of that person meeting them and what you feel like you believe about them. And that's all you can go off of when you're meeting someone and getting to know someone. So it's almost not fair to judge you for that because you weren't privy to that information.
Yeah. I was as surprised by it as he was on the show. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fun. Just question to wrap things up because I would love to see you on the challenge because I just think that you are like a comp beast and you know what it is? The best competitors, in my opinion, are the ones that are like mentally strong. Mm-hmm. And I think you've got like the mental chops. Would you ever do a show like The Challenge?
Honestly, I don't know. It's a funny, like that's like a funny hot take because Jackson and I got in a fight on Big Brother about him going on The Challenge. And it was like so hypothetical. It was also one of the nights where we had saved up all of our wine because like we hardly ever get wine on Big Brother. So we had saved it up for a long time. And then I did a little wine tasting, you know, showing off my little sommelier skills. And I ended up getting freaking hammered. And so I was, because you have no tolerance.
Yeah.
You have to darn drinking. So it was so stupid. And like Cliff was saying like, oh yeah, Jackson, you should go. It's just all competitions, but people go to the bars and like everybody hooks up with each other. And I got so mad because I was like, no, I don't like going on that show. So now it's like funny because I'm like, now I can't go on it. I was like so dramatic talking about it. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not into like the party, get hammered, hook up with random people. Like I'm not, I don't do that in my real life.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, like that aspect of it is not for me. But at the same time, I freaking loved competing in the physical challenges on Big Brother because like, I'm not a physical person. I've always been like really small, really underestimated. I was a dancer, but like, I was not an athlete. I'm not strong. I don't work out. And I was so fucking terrified. Sorry if the F-bomb is not a lot of podcast, but I was so terrified of the physical comps. And my girlfriend that I'm staying with right now was telling me that last night. She's like, you know, I always thought it was so funny that before you left, you said you were just scared that you were going to embarrass yourself in the physical comps. And then I ended up being like, so I surprised myself. And even like a lot of the ones, I was right on Jackson's heels, like right behind him. And I did not expect that at all. And so it was like, damn, okay. Like, the challenge is really gnarly. I know.
I really think you could do it. I believe in you. Because the people, like I said, that I see that make it really far, it's almost like they're not necessarily always the most athletic, but they have the most heart. And I feel like you've got that. So I'm campaigning. I think that like, you
I would definitely like give it my all. The Big Brother gave me a boost of confidence, I think.
Yes.
Because I've always almost been like scared of failing where I wouldn't even try. And now it's like, well, yeah, failing sucks, but the only thing that sucks more than failing is not trying and not knowing.
Yeah. So. No, so it's so true. So, and also like, they don't really party and drink and hook up as much anymore because now people like in this like era of like CrossFit and Instagram, like lifting, now everyone is like train to win. Like, whereas like it used to just be like, let's go get drunk. And like now people are so much more serious about it. So like, you'd be fine. Maybe you'd even find a husband. You never know.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Cause I totally want to date another reality star again. Yeah. That's a great idea. That's my only
requirement. Like, coming back.
My only requirement in the dating pool. I was like, have you been on reality TV? No? Okay. Yep. Let's go to dinner.
So funny. Oh my God.
Never get a famous last words. What?
Yeah, I know. It's always when you don't expect it. That's so funny. All right. Well, this was so much fun. I could talk to you all day.
So much fun. I know.
Thank you for being so like open and honest. And I feel like you're on the path to good things. So hang in there. Hopefully we'll be out of quarantine soon.
Yeah. Thank you for like bearing with me as I'm like in my friend's room. Didn't have, I'm living out of my car. So I still was like, do I want to go find an outfit? Like dig through my suitcase. I was like, whatever.
You would think I would try to impress my guests. And like right before I always get on, I'm like, I'm just going to take my makeup off. I'm just going to throw a sweatshirt off. I'm like, whatever.
They know what I look like. Yes. I know that's the good thing about being on Big Brother. Live feeds know what you actually look like. So I'm like, who do I really have to impress?
Nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Amazing. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This was so fun.
Thanks. Have a good one.